This is always one of the favorite Gospels during this Easter week. It's so full of things that are so human and so attractive. As I'm sure as you recognize, it also traces out the structure of a Mass. They're together. Jesus joins them. He opens up the Scriptures for them. And then He breaks the bread for them. And then they know Him. And that's what we're doing. And Jesus is here doing it. The Vatican Council says more than once that when the Scriptures are read, it is still Christ proclaiming His Gospel. And so the Lord is here breaking this bread for us. And then He'll break the bread over there. In a way, it's also a way to see the journey of a human life. Somebody meets Jesus. They don't really know who He is, but they're interested. And little by little, He begins to open up to them who He is. And then they meet Him. Yeah, they meet Him for a long time here in sacrament. And then they meet Him. And I think we could see Father Steve's life in that. When he was very young, he joined Opus Dei, and a very bright, energetic, committed young man. And he did his studies. He did some of them in Spain. He was ordained. He was sent to India after a while, as the superior, actually, to start a house out in the countryside of India. A lot of very good, simple people, but very few Christians. And then he went to Australia. Now, as I knew Steve, he was always concerned about lifting pain off people. And when he discovered the power in the priesthood, and in a way in everybody, he came into contact with the charismatic renewal in India and was struck by the life these people were living and how powerful it was. And one woman in particular spoke to him about the gift of prayer to alleviate from people the weight of demonic activity. It's called deliverance. And having this desire to lift pain off people, he got very committed to this particular ministry. It was right in that sort of situation that I first met him. He came over to visit because his sister-in-law, who's with us, and his brother, who's at work, sent him over. And we spoke, and then he lived with us for quite a while, engaged in this activity of lifting weight off people. Huh? You read in the book of Acts, chapter 10, when Peter, we'll read it soon in the liturgy, when Peter is describing our Lord's activity, he says, you know, he went around healing people who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. The Father was with him. He also knew this person, Valerie, in Australia, and finally went down to live with her. Something happened there. At least in the emails that I would get, I got some to me and then the general ones that were going out, that all of a sudden there was a happiness in his communication. Something happened there I think he really felt he fit in. He was in a parish working. I don't know what extent he was able to exercise this ministry of deliverance. I'm sure he did. but I don't know to what degree. But he seemed to fit into the diocesan structure. The bishop liked him. He was working in this parish. But as the communications would come through, there was a joy. There was a happiness. There was something finally fit right into place. And so it was nice. I used to tell him that. I'd write him back. I said, you see, you really sound pretty happy. The Lord knew all along that that kind of ministry was going to last a certain time through Steve, and then he was going to take him. He was going to not only break the bread with him, but one day he was going to so break that bread that he'd see him, and he'd take him with him. Now, I still am not clear whether they were coming from the Chrism Mass or going to it. I think they were coming from it, which is what I hope, because that means that he was there with... It's a very high point in the life of a priest, you know, to be with all the priests of the diocese and the bishop to celebrate this liturgy. And the whole liturgy is about anointing. Chrism, you know, the anointing. But the whole liturgy is about anointing. The gospel, the first reading is about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. It's all about Jesus, the anointed one. And then we reflect on our own anointing. You see the power, unbelievable power, that's given to a priest and gives us a chance to reflect on what are we doing with this power. This presence of Christ in us. When I consecrate, I say, this is my body, this is my blood. I don't say this is Christ's body, this is Christ's blood. Because Jesus takes over. And that's what it means to be ordained. It means to have the Holy Spirit impress on your spirit this capacity to be taken over by Christ. And of course, the ideal is that we let the Lord do that all day long. But the one place he will never let us down is when we do the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist, which was one of Steve's great loves, as you know. I can still remember him standing here preaching, getting ready to break the bread so that people could recognize Christ. So he was coming from that liturgy where we all make an act of obedience again to the bishop. Usually have a meal together, which is a lot of fun. You know, in a big diocese, you get lots of people you haven't seen for years, at least for a year, and reflect on this. This year, one of the most Archbishop Wuerl, reflecting on all of this in his homily, said, you know, he was part of the group of bishops that met for the synod on the Eucharist this year. And he said, we were over 200 bishops from all over the world, most of them from Africa, India. They weren't from the West so much. And he said, the most remarkable thing about that meeting was that as we sat down the very first day and began to discuss, and it was obvious that though we came from all over the world, and though we're talking now about 2 millennia later, everybody agreed on the nature of the Eucharist. Now that's remarkable. The power of the Holy Spirit to keep alive in the church for 2,000 years an understanding of the true nature of the Eucharist. So you see, Steve was coming from a place where all the priests of his diocese, all who could make it, were there with the bishop. And it's at that moment that the oils for the ear are blessed. First, the oil for the sick. That is a special blessing. After the Our Father, there's a special blessing over the oil of the sick. Then, at the end of the liturgy, the oil of the catechumens and the oil of anointing, which is called the chrism, which is the second one. The other is just for catechumens, but the second one is for all, for instance, ordination, confirmation. And this moment of being together And then they were on their way home, and I guess the driver was trying to fix a, put a cassette in or something, and lost control of the car. But Jesus didn't lose control of the car. He knew what was going to happen, and he knew he wanted to take those two men to himself. And he picked a moment when they would be very aware of their priesthood and very aware of each other, and said, this year, when you, I'm going to break the bread, as it were, right now, and you're going to recognize me in a brand new way. You're going to see me. And that's what I want for you. Steve might have said, look, I got a lot of work I'd like to do. And Jesus says, you know what? I can handle that. You just come along with me. And so he called him. And so we pray for him. He could be in purgatory. He could be in heaven. Purgatory is not a bad place. First place, you know you're going to see God forever. You know it. No more, oh my God, I could sing, I could sin, I could blow all this, I could lose it all, I could... No more. I am going to see God. And then the purification of purgatory, you see, is an incredible grace. Because what we see is, we see our true reality, our sins as they really are. And they're terrible. They're horrible. But we see them in the light of the eyes of Jesus Christ, looking at us with mercy. And then we want to grieve over our sins. We want to grieve. It's a grace to be so touched by the love of Jesus that we want to grieve over our sins. So if that's what he's doing now, of course it's hard, but he's delighted. I can still remember when all of a sudden it dawned on me what purgatory really is. And I said to myself, hot ziggity, I'm going to go to purgatory. You know, I'm going to get a chance to grieve over my sins in the love of Jesus, then go see him. If I just don't blow it between now and then. So that's why we offer this Mass, because this Mass, which he offered many times in his life, is this act of love in which Jesus died. It's Jesus fixed in that act, present here, to break the bread and to show himself to us. But we're joined to that act of love in which he died, and so we all join in that act and make it present here again and offer it in a particular way for Steve. And that's why we're assembled today. But we pray then for his whole family. We pray for all the people he ever ministered to in India, Spain, Australia, United States. We pray for all that as well.